Changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we bring you people who changing the world via social media. And today we have an exciting, exciting, exciting interview. But before we get into it, we have to introduce the co-hostess with the mostest, Vanessa Canterbury. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. How are you?
I am great. So tell the people, who are we talking to and what are we talking about today?
Oh, wow. I am so excited about this. We have working on the Dear Daughter and Dear Son project, and it's amazing when other people take a step out there so they can be able to become authors and share their story as well. And I'm so honored to be able to have someone who I've known for years to be able to say, wait a minute, hold on, I'm ready. And Rosa Morales is someone who I have so much respect for, and I'm just so excited for what's next to come with her. So Rosa, thank you so much for this amazing interview, but I want you to take a moment to let people know, why did you jump on board on the Dear Daughter project? I know you have you talking about your girls. So why did you jump on board about the Dear Daughter project?
Well, of course, you know, I've been interested in your books, Your Dear Mom, Dear Dad, and then I just felt like it was a really great time for me to express to my daughters, my three daughters, when you told me you had this new book coming out, to express to them my life and kind of what it was like raising them and our journey from their childhood to now. It's been a difficult one. And you also read me your letter to Dear Mom, and that really inspired me to just go ahead and do it. Just put myself out there, and I think this is going to be really wonderful and life-changing for me and my daughters. We've been through a lot. They haven't read the letter. They only know that I'm involved in this project, but yeah. Yeah. So that's why. There you go.
Wow, that is amazing, you know, that you want to do something for your girls like that. So how do you plan on releasing it to them? You know, I know that's going to be an exciting moment for you to place that in their hands.
It is. It is. It's going to be very exciting. And it's going to be bittersweet, because there's a lot of things in that letter. Of course, we've all experienced everything together, me and my three daughters, and they're grown now, but there's a lot in that letter that that they may not have known about me before, that they may not have understood how I was feeling, the things I've gone through in my life to get to this point where we are right now, to become the queens that we become. So I cannot wait. I cannot wait to get this book in their hands, all three of them, and all of my family, my five sisters, my mom. I cannot wait. I'm so excited, and I really appreciate being a part of this. So thank you both very much.
Oh, you are so welcome. I'm excited because I know, you know, we used to have on our lunch breaks, we used to have these conversations about our children and how we deal with certain situations. And being just a parent alone, regardless if a single parent or not, it is really tough when just raising our children. And, you know, we could be able to provide them all the tools, all the tips, all the directions, whatever. But then just to be able to see what they've become or what they're becoming is something that could be you know, scary at the same time, but exciting, and hoping that they did to pick up the tools that we have provided them throughout the journey. So what is one of the things that in your letter, you know, if that was that little girl again, what would that one thing that you would want that little girl to know?
If I were talking to myself, the little girl Rosa?
Yes.
Or
yes.
My little girl?
Rosa. The little girl Rosa.
I will tell her to embrace her fears. Another reason I wanted to be a part of this project is because I've always considered myself a writer since I was in grammar school. I've been an author. That's what I call myself. I'm an author, And it's important. I would tell that little girl, it's important, no matter how afraid you are, to follow your path. And no matter how grim that path may look, no matter how difficult the struggles are, no matter how many hurdles you are going to have to jump, climb, crawl over, you're going to make it. Everything is going to be okay. And as long as you believe that and know that, it will manifest. And that's exactly why I'm doing this book as well, because I want them to see their mom doing what she's always wanted to do, and that was to write and be published. And this is my beginning. So just go for it. There's going to be hard times. You are going to hurt. It's going to hurt. You are going to feel like you're going to die, but you're going to be all right. Promise you that. Right. And this manifestation is proof of it. Yeah.
Yes. Now, let's talk about the manifestation. Let's go ahead and talk about that. Because usually when people use the word, this is just the beginning. I'm doing everything that I always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
How does it
feel? I'm not at that. No, go ahead.
No, I mean, how does it feel to be right there when you're getting ready to hold your baby in your hand, that baby book, and see all of your dreams manifested right there in the little baby book, and knowing that this is just the stepping stone to all the stuff
exactly
you're planning on doing. Tell us about the feeling. Tell us about the anticipation. Tell us what's going to happen next. You know, all of that.
Dr. Finch, it causes me a lot of anxiety, and that's good anxiety. I have a lot of anxiety. this is really good. It's so exciting. And it's scary. This is scary for me. It's really, really challenging for me to sit down and look at myself and look at my life and realize, hey, it's really happening. What you wanted really, truly does also want you, because it's here. It's here. This is what it looks like. And my next steps are to continue this journey on. I want to finish I've already finished two books in my children's book series, and I have been working on this one book for 20 years. My youngest daughter just turned 21, so since she was a baby, I've been working on this other one book. But by working with Vanessa on the Dear Daughters, it's inspired me to finish. So I finished that one book, and that one book has now turned into three. That's what this is doing for me. And it's awesome. It's scary. It's exciting. It's wonderful.
I'm excited for you. I tell people all the time that, you know, you could say you want to be able to write that one book, but once you get into really, really writing it, you will find yourself writing another book and another book and another book. And I never thought that I'd be writing as many books as I published in such a short amount of time, but I know that it happens, and it's just, I'm so, so excited for you, because I seen your journey, and just for you to move
forward. And you didn't even know. Yes. Mm-hmm. You didn't even know about the other book that I've been writing for 20 years. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, what? Wait a minute. What? You know, I'm a believer that you have to be able to get to the place where you want to unwrap your gift unapologetically. Just unwrap it.
Right.
And, you know, we have to stop holding on to it. Like, for 20 years, it's time to release it. And so, because you never
Absolutely.
Know who else needs to hear, read the book, share the story. You just never know. Because I always tell people that your story is not yours. It does not belong to you. It's for you to be able to share with somebody else, because somebody else is ready to be saved, to be healed.
Yes.
from your book. So your book is somebody else's survival kit. And so I am so excited for you for what's next to come, now that you have got the writing bug and you're ready to to be able to move forward. It's exciting. So I want
and you know what?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
let me just say, just with Letters to Our Daughters, Vanessa, it wasn't only, it's not just that I'm a part of it. Writing that letter opened me up to be able to free myself to continue the writing that I was doing. Because I was like on a 20-year slump. I wasn't writing. No matter how much every day I thought about it, it just was not happening. And I feel like what I put in that letter helped release me. It helped free me. So I thank you for that as well.
Yes. No problem. Thank you for trusting me with it. Because, you know, you can't trust everybody with your vision. And I'm excited for you. What is one of the things that's in your letter that people will probably be shocked, but at most importantly, they want more in your letter? Don't get them too much, but just a little something.
There's really only one thing I can think of right now, is that I was an alcoholic. Yeah, I was a very angry person, and that alcohol, it was my comfort and my demon. So, yeah, yeah. It saved me and cursed me.
Yeah. You know,
yes.
To say, because a lot of people, that is the family hidden secret, or you know, they don't want to say that out in public. And, you know, you're like, okay, this is what it was, but it's not anymore.
Exactly. I mean, I can speak on it now, because that's exactly what it was. And it was awful. And it took God to literally knock me on my head, literally. And I have been asking for God to help me change and help me become my true self again, because I knew I was not me. This was not me. The behavior, the anger, the lashing out, it wasn't me. And I fell in 2016, banged my head, got a concussion, and stopped drinking. I had slowed down prior to that, but I didn't stop. So God kicked in and was like, okay, you're done. I got bigger things for you. We're done with this alcohol. It's time.
And now,
yeah,
if you have these bigger things and you're revealing this in your letter, you know, now you're releasing your daughters as well. Yes? Tell us about
that. Yes. They don't know I put that in the letter, but they... When they read it, I think it's gonna be very painful. It's gonna be a release. It's gonna be healing, but it's gonna be very painful, because this is all stuff they know. They've experienced it. It's just a matter of me owning it, realizing it, and being responsible for my actions and my behavior. And that's what I've done in this letter.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got me speechless. I'm just saying. You got me speechless, but again, it goes back to your story. It doesn't belong to you.
Exactly.
It's somebody else's. And now, like Dr. Finch said, that you are freeing your daughters from it. And that right there is commendable, because do you know so many people can't even form the words to say, you know, I'm an alcoholic, you know? They can't form that. They can't really say what they're fighting, the demons that they're fighting. And for you to be able to say, you know what, this is what happened and it woke me up, to be able to have me open up my eyes to see that I am worth more, that I could do more, and that God is really real, to be able to show me that I'm still your child. You still my child. I never left you. I still been here. I'm going to be here.
Never.
I just want you to be able to, you know, do what you are called to do. You know, because we all have a purpose, and I'm glad that you're finally unwrapping your gift to be able to share so with the world. I take my hat off to you. I really do. I take my hat off to you, because, you know, I read them, but so many people just can't say it. They just can't. They're not there yet.
I had to.
You said it, and I'm so proud of you. I'm just so proud of
you. Thank you. Don't make me cry.
You know what? What they say, tears is cleansing, and you are at the cleansing stage of freeing yourself from those things that transpire to get you to that place. But now just imagine what's on the other side. You never know what's on the other side, because we've been holding on to so much stuff, right? Okay. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm very, very proud of you. And that alone, your daughters, they're proud of you. And now when they read the book, they're going to be even more proud of you. And they understand why mom was so hard. Okay, I'm going to leave you alone, girl. I'm sorry, but that take it up with the good old Lord is what I say all the time.
Okay. Every time I talk to you, making me cry. All right.
Okay. So, well, let's switch it. What would you want your daughters, when they read this book, what's that one thing that you really, really want your daughters to take away from the book?
Their strength. I want them to take away their strength and remember who they are. I want them to remember their divine selves and their strength. And if they can see where we were and how far we've come, there's nothing stopping them. Nothing. I want them to know that there is absolutely nothing stopping them but them. Sit. And remember your strength and your power. Yeah.
That's a powerful statement. Remember your strength and your power. You know, a lot of people give their power and their strength away every day. Every day, all day.
Yeah.
With all the things.
Every day.
Yeah. And, you know, but then in 2016, you decided to pick yours back up.
Yes, ma'am.
And
I did.
Building since then. And so that is commendable. And your daughters have had a wonderful example of that every day. Every day you pick up, you're showing them that they can pick up too.
Yes, ma'am. Every day.
Yes, and that is amazing. And now, if you're picking up, you have all of these listeners here and all the people that's going to read your book. So where are they going to find you, and what are they going to see you doing next? Tell us
why. In 2020, I'm either going to self-publish my books. I don't want to say the name quite yet. I'm going to self-publish with the help of Vanessa, or I'm going to find a publishing house to do it. So look for me.
Girl, take that back. The devil is alive. With whom? Who are you going to be working with? Oh, okay.
Vanessa. Look, I got to have plan A and B. You know how I am. Well, that's what's going to happen. You all can find me in 2020. I'm not a real big social media person, so I kind of got to get out of that. But look for the snow globe. Let's say that. Look for the snow globe. You'll find me in the snow globe.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited to be helping you to self-publish your book. To get to not only just self-publish your book, but to have people to get to know who you are. People just, you know, becoming an author is one thing, but when people get to know who you are on a whole nother level, it's a different ballgame. And that's what I am so proud of, is that making sure that other people don't experience the things that I experienced when I went through my publishing journey. And that's why I went self-publishing route. We got to stop putting limitations on us, because so many people keep placing limitations on us. And self-publishing there is limitless. So you have a story that's so powerful and people just need to know. And I'm proud of you. Very, very proud of you.
Thank you.
But what's one of those things that you would like to close us out with? What's that one of the somebody who's listening could be able to take away from this interview, but then at the same time, they are so excited to be able to read your chapter in the Dear Daughter, Dear Son book?
I don't know, folks. I just want you to know that my journey has, like anyone's, been difficult. I know that my story will relate to you. You will find comfort in knowing that you're not alone. That a person like me, you would be shocked to look at me and say, "Oh, she was an alcoholic." You would never know that. So it doesn't matter how you look. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter where you were. Continue on your journey, and I promise you, continue to manifest. Continue your positive affirmations. No matter how grim things look, it does not matter. It doesn't matter if anyone says, "This is not going to happen for you. Oh, Rosa, you're not going to be an author." Yeah, I am, because that's always what I was. So remember who you are, remember your power, and get right back on your path. And trust in the Lord and the universe, because that's the only one that's going to get you there. Oh. Listen to the signs. Listen to the signs.
Yes. Yes. Listen to
Yes.
That's a great takeaway. That's a great takeaway. We want to thank you so much, Rosa, for being on with us today, and for trusting us through the process and giving us an amazing interview. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, ladies. Talk to you soon. All right?
All righty. And
okay.
Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to the show today. We want to make sure that you reach out to Rosa and read her chapter, as well as follow her and all the things she has to come. And of course, definitely follow Motivate Social Podcast. We are changing minds online on every social media channel. And so come find us, come listen to this interview and many more, because this is just the beginning of greatness. So with that being said, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.